Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next. Largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Goodbye to romance, yeah. Metal Dad Radio Show, with a very solemn start to the show, Metal Dad, a very special show that you've been preparing for us for a little while now. Why don't you tell us about it, Metal Dad?
Metal Dad Radio Show. I'm your host, Metal Dad. That's Candyman. Yeah, maybe I should have ended the show with this song. I said I put everybody in a sad mood right out of the gate. That was probably a poor life choice. I apologize. But this is our Ozzy Osbourne tribute show. Entire show of all songs originally recorded by Ozzy Osbourne. And, of course, we lost Ozzy last week. Or it'll be 2 weeks ago by the time you hear this show. And, yeah, just a very sad moment in heavy metal history. But he left us with a lot of great music and worked with a lot of great musicians. And you just heard a track right there off his debut album, Blizzard of Oz, Goodbye to Romance, which, of course, features some killer guitar playing by Randy Rhoads. So this show mostly covers. We do have some live stuff. I've got one very, very sappy 80s duet that I'm excited to play. But let's start with some covers first. This is a band called Burning Witches, and this is their version of Shot in the Dark. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Just a shot in the dark. No plan that you.
Dad Radio Show. Giving a couple covers, I gotta say, Metal Dad, that I had never even heard before. You got some cool deep cuts for this. I think very fitting for this show.
Yeah, we're gonna send that last one out to our brother from another metal mother, Lord Gates, who is our fellow DJ at Reaper Radio and Integrity, Bark at the Moon. I didn't know that a hardcore band could solo like that, in all honesty. I said that out loud while we were listening to it. Integrity, Bark at the Moon, of course, title track off that Ozzy record. I love that. I love Integrity's version. That's a great version. Great version. Also, great version is from Deceased. Their version of SATO, which is a song that appeared originally off the Diary of a Madman album. When we were kids, we used to think SATO stood for Sail Across the Ocean, because it's stylized with periods. S period, A period, T period, O period. So we're like, it has to stand for something, right? And the prevailing wisdom of the 1980s was that it was stood for Sail Across the Ocean, because that kind of references the lyrics a little bit. That is not the case. We have found out in the internet era that SATO were just the initials Sharon, whoever her boyfriend was, Ozzy's wife at the time, and Ozzy, SATO. That's what it stood for, which is stupid. I'm just going to go with Sail Across the Ocean, which from my youth. But Deceased, I mentioned, there is no band I feel like better positioned to do a killer Ozzy cover than Deceased. That's just their jam. And Burning Witches from Switzerland started off the block, Shot in the Dark, off of the Ultimate Sin record. So there you go. All right. I mentioned to you, and I don't know, have you heard this next song ever? Have I ever played this for you?
You know, I've heard this song, like, in passing. I don't think, Mel Dad, I've ever, like, sat down and listened to this entire song. It's not a song that I feel like you really played a lot when we were young, or ever, as far as I know.
No, and I certainly haven't played it on this show. It's a duet. It's a sappy-ass duet. But I have to say, I loved the music video back in the day. Yeah, and it was Ozzy being weird in the video. Pretty sure he was probably drunk, because they were drunk when they recorded this song, apparently, according to Wikipedia. It's Close My Eyes Forever. It's a duet, Ozzy Osbourne and Lita Ford. This was a top 10 hit for Ozzy and Lita Ford in 1989. It was originally released, excuse me, in February of 89, off of Lita Ford's album that came out at the tail end of 88. So let's give it to you now. This is Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne. Close My Eyes Forever. It's Metal Dad Radio.
If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes,
God and said I'd show them.
Metal Dad Radio Show, taking this in a direction I don't think anyone saw coming. I don't think anyone was expecting the death metal over the mountain, but you found it for us, Metal Dad.
I did. I decided, you know, it would have been real easy for me to do covers, and we could have just pulled bands that, like, you know, were more trad or you know, more popular bands. I decided that we were going to go deep and show Ozzy's influence on so many different bands from so many different genres. I mean, we already had Integrity, who's a hardcore band, and you have bands like Oppressor, who is a straight-up death metal band doing their version of Over the Mountain, a song that appeared on the Diary of the Madman record. Before that, Moonspell, who's like gothic, doom, I don't, what the hell would you even call Moonspell? Like goth metal? What would we call them?
I feel like some of their earlier stuff definitely leans towards doom, and obviously they were kind of coming out of, like, the folk black metal scene, I think, but I feel like now they're so solidly, like,
yeah, they did come out of that black metal scene originally in Portugal. But Moonspell, Mr. Crowley, which is one of the greatest Ozzy songs ever recorded, it's got my favorite Randy Rhoads solo ever, which Moonspell crushed, and I was actually on the Allison transmission the day after Ozzy passed on Cygnus Radio. They brought me on to talk about Ozzy and his influence, and They asked me, say, what song should we play? And I said, I told them Mr. Crowley, because I thought that was Ozzy's best vocal performance from that first record. Yeah. I love that song so much. And I thought Moonspell did a great job with it. And starting off the block, Ozzy Osbourne and Lita Ford. As I mentioned, a song that was originally released, or the single version was originally released in February of 89. I was telling you off air how the summer of 89, that song was everywhere. That video was on MTV like every 15 minutes. And it's such a weird video. Like Ozzy's like hiding on like in the dark, and he just like emerges to sing his lines. I love it. It's so 80s. It's so cheese. But that song went to number 8 on the Billboard charts. That was a top 10 hit for Ozzy Osbourne and Lita Ford. Close My Eyes Forever. All right. Got a couple more covers I want to play for you. Then we're going to play one from the man himself. And then we're going to finish off with a live song, which we'll get to in a couple minutes. But you'll notice that my song choice is very early in Ozzy's discography. I mean, we have not gone past the fourth record thus far. We've played songs off Blizzard of Oz, Diary of a Madman. We did the title track, Bark at the Moon, and we did Shot in the Dark off of Ultimate Sin. However, we were talking about this off air because you asked how many of these records I love. Ozzy's put out, you know, over a dozen full-length albums over his career. Really, the first five for me are albums that I owned and listened to all the time. So we're talking basically his 1980s output, right? This record that came out in 1991 was arguably his biggest record. I can go back and look, but I think it was his biggest selling album. At least at that point, it certainly was. So many radio hits off this album. Every song had a video that was on MTV all the time. Of course, I'm talking about No More Tears that came out in 1991. We're going to play one song off this record, and it's the title track. And I chose this particular version because I love this version of this song, like maybe more than the original. Actually, probably more than the original, because I love the band that did it. This is Solitude Eternus. This is No More Tears. This is Mel Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Playing a really fun song, Metal Dad. This is a good choice. What did we get?
You say you called it fun because you don't like it as much as I do.
This is probably true.
I said off air, how many little wheel can Zach Wilde add in a song? The answer is a million, because he did in that. Like every riff had a little wham at the end of it. Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Babies. And that, of course, comes off as No Rest for the Wicked album. I felt like I had to play one track off No Rest for the Wicked. I mean, I owned that on cassette when I was a kid. I was like 13. Loved that record. So I went with Crazy Babies, one of the three singles off of that album. Before that, we gave you November's Doom, doing a really great and interesting cover of Revelation Mother Earth from Blizzard of Oz. And starting off the block with what might have been our favorite cover of the whole show, Solitude Eternus and their version of No More Tears, title track off of that record. We both love Solitude Eternus, and we love that song. All right, so let's finish it off now, our Ozzy Osbourne tribute. Rest in power to the king, to the original voice of Black Sabbath, the original voice of heavy metal, Ozzy Osbourne. And in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne put out a live record that was basically a middle finger to Warner Brothers, because Warner Brothers that year put out the Live Evil record by Black Sabbath, which was all live, obviously, Black Sabbath, but with Dio on vocals, including songs that had been originally recorded by the original four members. Ozzy did not like that. Of course, Sharon Osbourne did not like that, his manager at the time. And so they put out their own live record in 1982 called Speak of the Devil, which was all Black Sabbath songs. They literally put together a concert, and I think it was at Madison Square Garden, if I'm not mistaken, just to do Black Sabbath songs so they could record a live record and put it out on Jet Records the same year. If that's not a middle finger, I don't know what is. But I love this record. I loved the performances on here. Rudy Sarzo on bass, Tommy Aldridge on drums, Brad Gillis on guitar, Don Airey on keyboards. This was one of the first Ozzy albums I bought as a kid on cassette because I loved the album cover. Ozzy with these fake teeth in, spitting up what looked like raw meat. I don't know what the hell he's eating. And I just loved these versions of these songs. So let's give you one of them to finish it off. This is Ozzy Osbourne covering Black Sabbath. This is NIB. Until next week, kids.
sweetly fire.